If you're like me, you've already filled up your calendar with events and expeditions for the summer. Make room for one more. 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon, June the 9th. Rebecca Bender will book talk her recent work, Still, at the Wild Rose Bar and Cafe in Ashley. Why not make it a day in McIntosh County on the eastern front of German-Russian country? There will be time before or after the book talk to make pilgrimage to the Ashley Jewish Homesteaders Cemetery just north of town, where you can connect with the pioneering folk who are the subject of Rebecca's book. I'd say get into the Wild Rose in time for its excellent Sunday buffet, then take in the book talk, and then caravan out to the cemetery. If we're lucky, the meadowlarks and the kingbirds will sing to the sun for us. Rebecca Bender is a daughter of the Jewish homesteading colony in McIntosh County, of which not a soul remains in residence physically. Many folks that hereabouts will tell you the Jews didn't really know how to farm. They were not suited to the country, and so they cleared out pretty quickly, which is poppycock. Fact is, most homesteaders of any faith or culture stayed only a little while until being bought out by neighbors. Those who left, some of them had failed as farmers, but most of them left because they had succeeded, had proved up and profited, then sold out on a rising settlement land market and moved on to do what they really wanted to do in life. This appears to be exactly what happened with the Jews of McIntosh County, with the added impetus that certain ceremonies of the faith required the participation of a requisite number of male adherents, making it hard to maintain community on the sparsely populated plains. Rebecca's folks hailed from Hoffnungstal, also known as Zebrikov, by way of Odessa. There, in the outposts of Russian Empire, the Jews suffered not only institutional oppression, but also horrific violence, pogroms that ripped through the community, killing thousands. And yet, in the words of the Jewish Am Olan movement for survival and resilience, in the waves of life under heaven, many more will be erased, but us, a grieving nation, will live forever, and God's light will shine for eternity. The next station for that eternal light would be McIntosh County, where Jewish immigrant homesteaders clustered and took up farming in the first decade of the 20th century. They forged good relationships with their German-Russian neighbors, relationships born of mutual assistance and ordinary commerce. In time, Rebecca's folk, having done well, bought a store in Eureka, South Dakota, and did well there also, for themselves and for the community. Kenneth Bender became a war hero, fighting the Nazis. You have to read his memories of leading his men to battle with dog tags bearing the H insignia for Hebrew, knowing such would mark them for summary execution if captured. And you want to meet his daughter Rebecca, an attorney who has led the way in preservation of the cemetery and commemoration of the Jewish pioneers. Her book, Still, she'll explain the title to you, is published by North Dakota State University Press.